Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Buell Planetarium, and more importantly, welcome to SciTech Days here at Carnegie Science Center. The presentation today is titled Digital Dreaming, and who we have here today is Matt Stewart, and Matt is has a master's degree from Carnegie Mellon University's Entertainment Technology Center right here in Pittsburgh. He is a co-business owner of Digital Dream Labs, and which has created interactive tabletop experiences called Dream Tabletop, which I believe you're going to have a setup out here afterwards. Is that correct, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Prior to moving to Pittsburgh, Matt received a bachelor's degree from mechanical engineering from Cal Polytech State University in California. So with all that said, please welcome Matt Stewart.
Thank you, guys. My name is Matt Stewart. You're stuck with me for the next 20-ish minutes, so I'm going to talk at you for a little bit. The title of the presentation is Digital Dreaming, and really I just want to tell you a little bit about my story and about how if you get up and do something, you'll end up exactly where you need to be. So I'm going to start with a couple of questions and then kind of jump back into how things all began. And the first one is, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'll just ask, shout out some answers. Don't be shy. Good, good. Okay, so that's a lot of good answers. I didn't hear everybody shouting out exactly what they wanted to be, and that's okay too. And that's kind of part of the, that's part of figuring it all out, is being okay with, you might not know exactly what you want to do, but go out and do something. The next question I want to ask, and this one does have some answers, was when was the last time you failed? Okay, he's the winner. He gets the toy when we end today. That's the whole point. When was the last time you failed? Could it be a test, or maybe showing up late for your own presentation, or not doing the yard work? But when was the last time you actually failed at something? Look up. The button should be working for you. Okay, we'll go ahead and lock it in. For those of you who answered yesterday, raise your hands. You guys are on point. You're on point because failures should happen early. They should happen often. And I'm not saying go out and fail your next high school test or your exam. I'm saying try something because life doesn't really present things in the way that you'd see it on a test. So try something, fail at it, and learn from it. Anyone who didn't fail for the last year, you're not trying hard enough. And so I'll come back around, right? Because you guys are in high school, and the idea of failing is something that I didn't learn till later in life, right? So in high school, I was just thinking about the things that I was doing and loving life while I was doing it. Working at Chili's, I was playing way too many video games, out playing soccer, and hanging out with friends, right? It's all those things you guys are doing now, maybe not the exact same. But at some point in 11th grade, I started thinking about, all right, what do I actually want to be when I grow up? And that was more of people asking me, what do you want to be? Which is really, you should get your stuff together and start doing something. And society kind of says, well, you're supposed to go to college, right? Get good grades, go to college, graduate, get a family, do all the normal things. So I picked up, I moved out, and I went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. And I went with the idea I wasn't going to spend 4 years. I told my parents I'm going to go experience and I'm going to take 5 years to get my mechanical engineering degree. And I went out and started taking classes, found out that I fell in love with mechanical engineering. Kind of just thought when I was in high school, I'm good at math, I'm good at physics, let's give it a shot. Right? But about 3 years in, I kind of wanted more, needed to shake things up a little bit. And decided to take a little, I'll call it a year sabbatical, because that's what studying abroad is. It's a chance for you to go not really do schoolwork, but go experience life for a good year. And I studied in Munich for an entire year. And that was my home base. Got to see a whole lot of great football matches, Fußball. Got to go to the famous castle that Disneyland is modeled after. I rode some camels in Egypt. Toured around in Amsterdam and Italy. and really just kind of explored what it is to not be living in the American culture for a little while. And it's a great experience to have. It'll really teach you a whole lot about who you are, especially when you don't understand the language or the culture, so you're out just kind of trying to pick things up. And so I came back, I started to wrap up my undergraduate degree, and again, I kind of came back around to the, well, what do I want to be when I grow up? Because I had a couple of internships and still hadn't found the answer. I found out I wasn't destined for a cubicle at a defense contractor, where most mechanical engineers go. Defense contracting, you can go work for an auto company. Those were kind of the things I knew at the time. And somebody turned me on to the last lecture that was given by Randy Pausch. The late Randy Pausch helped start the Entertainment Technology Center, and it was really an idea to put technologists and artists together in the same room to make projects. And so I watched this, and I started doing some research on the school, because I didn't want to go get a job. And I found a picture of this experience that I had done when I was a child, and it was called Pirates of the Caribbean: Battle for Buccaneers Gold. And it was a whole lot of fun. Somebody got to pilot the ship and navigate around treacherous waters, and some people got to shoot down other pirate ships, and it was this weird, cool experience that as a kid was a whole lot of fun. And I found out that the person who was the project director on that whole experience was actually a teacher at the Entertainment Technology Center. And that's when I knew. I said, I have to go there. I have to figure out what this is all about. And then I got there. And then 5 weeks in, I was asking myself, what did I get myself into? I was a mechanical engineer. I understood putting together robots and bikes and doing more hardware things. And I was being asked to create these very character-like shapes and organic shapes and putting together experiences. I don't know how to do this. I've never done this before. And so I'll throw another question out there for you, something that I learned the hard way a little later on, was when was the last time you asked for help? And not help doing the dishes, not help on a homework problem, but when was the last time you fell on your behind and actually really had to ask somebody, hey, I need your help with this problem I'm having? And by asking the people around me who I knew had experience in some of those things I was struggling with, I was able to get through that and kind of get back up on my feet. And once you learn that idea of being able to ask for help at any given point and kind of get over that, I don't need to know all the answers myself, other people can get me there, it can lead to some really amazing things. So while I was at Carnegie Mellon, I worked on a various set of projects. One was a interactive experience for children at a resort in Florida. So these are kids who are going to Give Kids the World Resort. And if you don't know, that's a Make-A-Wish Foundation partner. And so kids who want to go to Disney and Universal, they actually stay at this resort. And we got to design an iPad experience for them. And that was really phenomenal. I got to go abroad again and work with HP for a semester on 3D printing projects. And stepped outside my comfort zone, getting into electronics and 3D printing, something I hadn't really touched before. And the last project, I got to work with the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, and there was a team of seven of us, and they just said, hey, we don't have any computer science in the museum. We need an exhibit. Go ahead and start designing. And we came up with a tabletop exhibit that worked really, really well, and it was because the team bonded together and had a lot of good brainstorming sessions around that. And you'll sense a theme here when I flip the slide, but things started to wrap up again. And then there was that question looming at me again, what do I want to be when I grow up? I still hadn't quite figured that out, but I knew I had something in this exhibit. And because of friends and family and colleagues saying, hey, don't let this one go. Try to keep going with this one. I found a couple of friends who wanted to be dumb enough to throw some money in the pot with me. And we started a company. And that looks like this. It's not glitzy, it's not glamorous. It is, hey, we're going to start a company, we're all going to hole up in a really small room and try to make something work that people will buy one day. So take a look up. Who in here wants to start a company? Or has even ever entertained that idea in the slightest? don't do it. That was the answer you wanted, right? No, I'm totally kidding. It's one of the best experiences I've had, but I say make sure it's something that you really, really want to do, because it's going to be very, very hard. It's one of the hardest things you do. It's one of the most rewarding things you'll do. But make sure you have people to take the plunge with you. And it looks a whole lot like this at the beginning. We came in with a terrible idea. We thought we were going to bring the museum exhibit and repackage it as a consumer product, and we brought things out to people, and they just looked at it and said, I don't know. What is this? It doesn't work. It's not fun. And so it's really hard to have somebody stand there and say, your work sucks. Go try something else. And we kept coming back and coming back. And yes, the picture of the cat's in there for a reason. It involves working at your house. It involves working at your friend's house and making do with whatever you have. And there's a whole lot of distractions, like your cat in a beer box. But things start to come together if you keep working at it and remember that you are in it together with your team. And so I want to show you, we started in January of this year, and I kind of want to show you what that has wrapped up to be after a few months. A speaker, that's good. Okay, 2 seconds. I promise it'll be worthwhile. Okay, so when was the last time you failed? Today would be the right answer. I can show you that video afterward. It's a video of the product that we've been working on, and I can actually demo it for anyone that wants to see it. But over the course of playing with speakers, over the course of playtesting at the Children's Museum, we've worked with over 200 kids, we've worked with over 100 parents, and really tried to internalize their feedback and make it into something that's fun for everyone. And I'm guessing you may have expected that one, but what do I want to be when I grow up? I've started a company, and we're having a good time. We're actually doing pretty well. But that's not the whole picture, and that's kind of part of the point. Work isn't the whole picture. Your career isn't the whole picture. What do you like to do for fun? And who else do you want to spend your life with, right? So there's many other things, many other experiences other than just working that deserve your attention and focus, whatever that might be. And I just want to wrap up here with a quick quote from somebody who's much smarter than I am, but it's kind of the tone I wanted to hit here is, you might have no idea what you want to do, and that's okay. It's okay at this point. It's okay when you're 27. It's okay when you're 40. As long as you pick up your proverbial sword and point it in a direction and go, life will take care of the rest. And you'll meet some cool people along the way, and they'll help you get there as well. And that's all I really have. I didn't want to bore you to death with my whole life story or try to sound like I was super smart. I'm only 27, and I'm just giving a go at life. So figure out what works for you. I clearly don't have all of the answers, but I just ask you to go out there and figure it out. Cool. Well, thank you guys for paying attention. I'll hook up the toy to the laptop. If anyone's interested, you can come by and play it.